I was doing what my business was doing. So I had my head in the sand, just doing the delivery of the business. And it wasn't until I made that intentional shift of having to work on the business rather than working for the business that I pulled my head out of the sand. I went, well, what needs to change? And actually take that action and do the work. And it wasn't until I got into the learning of Profit First and everything that is taught behind the scenes at Profit First that I actually realized, oh, okay, business is a movement is more than just lodging a tax return.
Welcome to the Profit First podcast, Australia and New Zealand. I'm Katie Crismali-Marshall, CEO of Profit First Australia and New Zealand, certified Profit First professional, and your guide to building a permanently profitable business. If you're a business owner who's tired of living paycheck to paycheck, this podcast is for you. We're here to show you how Profit First isn't just a money system, it's a game changer. And if you're an accountant, bookkeeper, coach, or financial planner looking to elevate your services and truly transform your clients' businesses, you'll discover how becoming a certified Profit First professional can set you apart. Join me as we dive into real stories, expert insights, and practical steps to make Profit First work for you. It's time to take control of your cash flow, create sustainable profits, and change the way you think about business and money forever. Thank you, Jodie, for joining us today on the Profit First podcast, Australia and New Zealand. Super excited to have this chat with you. If you would like to introduce yourself to the listeners and tell us a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and what got you to Profit First in the first place.
A bit of a spiel, but I'll give it a go. My name is Jodie Porteous and I'm based in Karratha and Perth. So my business is Northwest Accountancy, based in Karratha in the Pilbara in the north of Western Australia. And I've been a business owner of that business since the early 2000s, so over 20 years. And what really drew me to Profit First was the fact that I wanted to provide more to my clients and to the community about how they can manage their business in a more sustainable way, because I found that a lot of businesses would go into business and get all busy and forget about the cash flow or forget about the systems or forget about how they could make their business better along the way, and they just got stuck in the busy. So I started doing training courses and trying to teach people all of these things. And one of the attendees at one of the classes said, hey, this sounds a bit like Profit First. Have you read the book? And I'm like, not yet. And so I reached out to Profit First Australia and had a quick conversation and went, yes, this is exactly what I need to help level up my clients. What I didn't realize was that there's so much training behind Profit First and going through the certification that it super leveled up my business along with the clients that I signed up for. So it's really that I went in to try and help my clients, and I've also come out making my business super successful at the same time. So it's been really cool.
And can you share with us a little bit of your story of your business when you joined Profit First and where you are now?
So I'll start back even further. So as a tax agent, we spent years and years doing tax returns in that busy time of July to October. And I'd work all the hours and after hours and Saturdays and everything just to keep the money coming in the door and keep the clients happy. And I realized after about 15 years that this was not making me happy. And so every tax time I would sit there in the toilet and cry because this is not really what I want to do with my life. But I didn't know what else I did want to do with my life. So I just kept showing up and doing tax returns. But at the same time, I knew there was something else. And I knew that there was that something. So I did some business coaching. I did some coaching, some life coaching. And I went, okay, this is cool. How can I build this into my business? And I couldn't build it into my business because I was so busy doing tax returns. And it wasn't until I signed up to Profit First and they went, you actually have to put more time. So I had to drop back my hours and drop back my hours doing tax returns so that I can spend more time studying and learning and developing my business so that I could give back to myself what I actually needed, which was time and space to do the things that I love. So when we got to that point of I don't know what's going on and everything like that, we had a huge lot of money coming in every July. And then we take a whole load of money out because, damn it, we worked really hard for that money. I had a couple of business partners at the time. So we take a whole load of money out of the business. And then for some reason, we ended up having an overdraft for the other half of the year. So we'd have big chunk of money, big lot of drawings, and then big lot of overdraft every single year. And this was the cycle. Lots of money in, lots of money out. And at the time when we joined Profit First, we were an accounting firm with a $100,000 overdraft plus a ATO cleanup plan. And that's not great for an accountant to practice what they preach. So coming through and implementing the learnings of Profit First, we've decided that yes, tax returns are still a good focus for our business and we do look after our tax return clients. We don't work all of the hours. So one of the things we did about 2-3 years ago was reduce the amount of time that we are available for our clients doing tax returns. And we put our prices up at the same time. And that has not made a difference to the amount of income that we've made from doing tax returns. And then we've also now created, we've had the flux of bank accounts. So we had the standard bank accounts and then we had a bit more and then we had more. And then we've refined that again. So over the time, we've refined our bank accounts and now we've got a beautiful mix of savings accounts and spending accounts and a very healthy buffer of cash in our business as well, where we are profitable all year round, not just July to October. And this quarter had the best quarter, which was our traditionally slow quarter, the best quarter we've ever had for our traditionally slow quarter. No more overdrafts, no more ATO payment plans, always enough money for wages, always enough money for tax bills. Plus, we've got a contingency fund. If anything goes wrong, we can still pay 3 to 5 days and not have to worry about bringing any income in at all. So we're very, very set up now for a successful, sustainable business. And from a mindset point of view, what I found is I'm not operating from fear every year when I'm making decisions anymore. So normally December, January comes and I'm like, ooh, this is our quiet time. We'll push the staff down and we won't have as much work coming in and it won't cost us so much and it'll be okay and we'll just get through till June. So having those reserves of cash in the bank, knowing that we've got the amount of money that we can afford to pay everybody's wages, means that now I can think not so much about getting to June, but I can think about long-term what's happening with the business, what's happening in 3 years, what's happening in 5 years. And it's really opened my eyes as to how we make decisions as a business owner about I've only got a week's worth of work. I've only got a couple of weeks' worth of work. What do we do? What do we do? Let's lay people off. Let's operate in fear. And it's a totally different way to operate your business with confidence. And I've been reflecting on that for the last couple of weeks. And it's like, a confident business owner is a totally different mindset to a scared business owner.
And unfortunately, most businesses are in that scared, restricted, fear-based. And for those who are listening, you didn't just wave a magic wand and miraculously this all just happened for you because you decided. Like you made the decision, knew something wasn't working, decided that you didn't want this to be forever, which I think that's something that so many small business owners just think that this is it. It's meant to be tough. We're meant to struggle. We'll have some good times and some bad times. A lot of the times the bad outweigh the good, but it'll be okay. This is how it happens. And I think you're a perfect example of just drawing that line in the sand and going, actually, what if? Yeah. What if we could do something differently? And just consistency. You consistently took the steps one by one to get to where you are now.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had that business improvement focus since probably before I signed up with Profit First in 2019. But it's that constant, what can we do next to improve? What can we do next to fix? What can we do next? The great thing about COVID, as crappy as COVID was, the great thing was it made us do that little final step to be a wholly online business. And so once we're a wholly online business, we then had the ability to not have to have an office of 12 offices filled with staff. We could then halve that and have an office with 6 people and the rest of our team work online or from home. And that's been a game changer as well. Like that move from a 12 office space to a 3 office and a co-working space more than halved our overheads between rent, even just telephone bills, electricity bills, everything was able to change because of that one thing of being able to move online. So yeah, it's a cascade. As soon as you start working and going, how can I make this better? It happens, and then the next thing happens, and then the next thing happens, and it just builds and builds and builds.
And not only for you, obviously there's those clear financial benefits as well, but what that has been able to transfer for your team members, that they do have a work from home option, that there is that flexibility, has certainly been, you know, a massive change for them as well. So I think sometimes with Profit First, particularly, sometimes people can get caught up and think that we believe that you should be profitable above all else and don't worry about the team or don't worry about anyone else. You're just in it for yourself. And that is so far from what we practice here. And I think that's a really, really good example. Not only have you been able to give them more flexible working arrangements, but also did you want to share a little bit with us around what you've been able to do with your team over the past few years?
So the first extra bank account that I opened in our business as soon as we started Profit First was our community account. So 1% of our income goes into our community account because it's always important for me to give back to our community. And as our team has grown and is now in different locations, so we've got people in the eastern states, we've got people in Perth, we've got our team in Karratha as well, and then we've got a couple of VAs from the Philippines, we're able to give back to those communities. And that's a real privilege for us to be able to say every 6 months to our team, hey, we want to give back to your community, whatever that looks like. Is it a kids sport that your kids are involved in? Is it something that's close to your heart that you want to support? So that's been really, really good. And then 2 years ago, in May 23, we decided that we would set up a bank account for team travel so that we could all meet together. So because we're so spread out, it was like it's really hard to get a nice connection with people over the internet. As much as I love it, it's also great to be in person. May 23, we said, let's put 1% of our income aside into our team travel account. And every week when we do our weekly reporting meetings, we tell everybody in the team how much is in that bank account. And I said, look, we're just going to save money and we'll see what happens. And when we get to $10,000, we'll see where we can go with that money and what we can do and when the timing is right. And it happened that in November 24, we took our whole team to Bali for a retreat for a whole week. So we ended up shutting the business in November, which is totally unheard of. And I'd never, ever thought that a business would function and be able to function by shutting down in the middle of a week, in the middle of a year. That wasn't Christmas. And so that, for me as a business owner, was, oh, you can do this. It's okay to shut your business down and not be available for clients and things like that. And so that was really cool. And I've had no complaints from any customers at all that we were closed for that week. A lot of awe in the community that you can shut your business down. A lot of, isn't that great that we've been able to take the team away? And for the team, it just brought everybody so much closer. So they've now got real life connections that they can draw on. We didn't just go for a holiday. There was some work involved as well, but it was all community type relationship building stuff, as well as business improvement. So we talked about what's the next phase of our business look like and things like that, and had some really great conversations with our team while we were there. And so then we've got back and are saving again for our next one. We're not up to 10,000 yet for our next trip, but that number just keeps growing and growing. And so I can feel the quiet excitement of the team of when's the next trip? Where are we going to go? How are we going to meet? And what are we going to do? So it's been really fun to have everybody involved in that process as well. And the final piece was when I took them out for the opening dinner when we got to Bali, I said, if it wasn't for Profit Fest, we wouldn't be here. And everybody has an opportunity to do this. They all went, oh, yeah, I can do this in my own personal life. I can do that. We can teach our businesses, our business clients how to do this. So it was that self-fulfilling moment of Profit Fest got us on holidays, got us to our track team retreat, and Profit Fest can be useful for everyone.
And you have the perfect example. You didn't start with a whole lot of money in the bank. You didn't start with everything going well and you just had to tweak a few things and it got even better. Like, your business was just like so many businesses out there, and you were able to make the decision, follow the steps, be patient and consistent. I think consistency is something we talk about all the time. It may feel like you're not making as big a gains as you would like, but if you just keep following the steps and doing the allocations, all of a sudden, as you say, you're going to have that money there for that team account. And I think as well on that, a lot of businesses don't like to share financial information with their team, which can often cause a bit of a disconnect and some assumptions by the team that you're making all of this money, which in fact is not true. And then what you've done is just taken one little piece and shared that one little number with them, so they then have the, you know, they can see what is happening there. As you say, they start to get a little bit excited, and I would also think it's probably a little bit of motivation for them as well. You know, we can't all be on our best every day, but if they've got that, oh, we're almost there and we just need to do this a little bit more, it's going to give them that little bit of a prompt, which is also going to help them enjoy their day better. That's what we want. We want everyone to have fun at work, do the work, help our clients, and be able to make a difference. And so, yeah, that's just such a perfect example of the little additional parts to Profit First. It isn't just about the standard bank accounts and, you know, getting some money in the bank. It can be used for so many different other goals as well in the business. And do you think you'll reach the 10,000 sooner than you did last time, this time?
Yes, we're already up to 6,000. So middle of tax time, we'll be planning probably for March next year. It was about 18 months last time from when we started to when we went away. I think it'll be more like 16 months. So yeah, it'll be a quicker turnaround.
That's amazing. And I'm sure your team have nothing but amazing things to say about being able to get together and share that time. And there's something about being on a retreat together as a team that you just can't manufacture. Getting people in one place together with a common goal and so on, there's often so many things comes of that that you could never even expect. And if you didn't do those things, we wouldn't get that opportunity. So that's awesome. That's so good to hear. And then tell the listeners a little bit about what else you do, Jodie, now.
Oh, what else? So my favorite thing to do is teach. So not only share my stories like I have today and the bad side of business and what you could do if you take those steps, but I help people take those steps as well. So I've got a number of different training options that I love to do. My latest one that I've just launched in March 2025 is The Unexpected Bookkeeper. And this is a course and a community. And the course teaches people how to use Xero, but also teaches people how to implement Profit First in their business using Xero and using all the philosophies and all the learnings that I've learned over the years, including things like team reporting. So talking about how you can report back to your team in a way that suits your business about how the business is going so that they feel a comfort and security in their business. That's just one part. There's reporting, there's KPIs, there's zero how-tos. There's all sorts. So that is an online course because I'm all over the place. I love to travel. So joining in on every week, we do a question and answer session so that you can not only take what you learn in the course, but come into the question and answer sessions and ask, how does this relate to my business? So that you can take that next step and make progress every single week.
And that's designed for those who found themselves being the unexpected bookkeeper in business. And typically is that the wife or the partner that has found themselves in that situation in many of them?
Yep. So your partner's gone out and started up a business and you've gone, oh yeah, I can help with that. Or they've gone, do you think you could just help? It can't be too hard doing the books, right? Yeah, it is. It's definitely hard. But it's also for those business owners as well who have done their training or their study or found something that they really, really wanted to share with the world. And they've gone into it and they've gone, oh, now I need to manage my books as well. What do I do? And quite often as an accountant, I've seen people get 6 months or 8 months into their business and then go, what do I need to do for tax? So having that from the ground level and building on the skills of not just the bookkeeping skills, but the money management and the systemization skills as well, really helps your business get a good foundation to be more successful more quickly.
Yeah, awesome. And is that all of them, Jodie?
Well, I've got another one coming up, which is training as well. This is more for individuals and couples and families called Where Did My Money Go? And it's very similar. You get a tracking platform, so we use Xero for that one as well, to track where your money is going. And then we do weekly calls in smaller batches to help you get on top of where your bookkeeping is at, so that you can come up with some reports so that you can see where your money's going and how you want to make the changes, yet again, consistent small changes that will get you to where you want to be. So do you want to retire early? Do you want to buy a house? Do you want to have a $20,000 holiday every year? What is it that you want to do? How do we make your numbers and your money flow to that thing that you want? So that's super exciting. I haven't gone full out with that one, but it is definitely coming.
So a very big change from being smothered in tax returns for the year, wanting to be able to train and teach people, to now having the businesses that you do to be able to help not only individuals, but also the business owners as well. And that is, you have such a ripple effect in so not only the communities and their families and the various business niches that they're all in as well. And that is super exciting to hear, because business doesn't have to be hard. Like, it's not going to be perfect, but it can definitely be better than what it is for so many people. And I mean, you're a perfect example of being able to do that in your own business. And for those who are listening, they're like, oh, that's easy because, you know, Jodie is an accountant. Of course, she knows numbers. She may have started in a bit of a position, but she's got all that information behind her to be able to get herself out of that. What would you say to those listeners who are thinking, oh, it's easy for Jodie?
Yeah, it wasn't easy for Jodie. And the reason for that is because I was doing what my business was doing. So I had my head in the sand, just doing the delivery of the business. And it wasn't until I made that intentional shift of having to work on the business rather than working for the business that I pulled my head out of the sand. I went, well, what needs to change? And actually take that action and do the work. As an accountant, we're not trained to actually make businesses better. Like, that's not our inherent training. Our inherent training is to follow the tax laws and to try and save tax for our clients where possible. So they're two totally separate skill sets. And it wasn't until I got into the learning of Profit First and everything that is taught behind the scenes at Profit First that I actually realized, oh, okay, business is a movement is more than just lodging a tax return.
Yeah. And much more fun. obviously we need our tax returns lodged and we need to make sure we're compliant with all of those sorts of things. But as you say, you can make such a bigger impact now rather than just the, not just the tax returns, rather than tax returns. As we said, they have their place, but there can be more. And so if you are the type of business owner who is thinking, oh, I'm no good with numbers or I can't do that, that won't work for me, just know that like Jody, like myself, yes, we had financial training in our own specialties and we still went through the full certification and recertification process and lived and breathed it in our own businesses to be able to do it. And anyone can do it. And I just say the first step is just making that decision that there's got to be something else. And once they do that, and if they are looking for an accountant or if they have found themselves to be the unexpected bookkeeper, would you please share with us where best to find you, please, Jody?
Well, we'll go straight to the website is probably the best place. So www.norquestaccountancy.com.au. And you'll find us on most socials as well. Norquest Accountancy, Proprietary Limited. And my personal brand is Jody Porteous, Money Management Coach on most of the socials as well.
Awesome. Thanks for tuning in to the Profit First Podcast, Australia and New Zealand. Ready to build your business so that it's profitable permanently? Visit profitfirstaustralia.com.au to gain access to your exclusive tools to get you on the road to permanent profitability in your business. Curious if Profit First is the game changer your business needs? Take the Profit Scorecard at profitfirstaustralia.com.au and get that clarity today. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Catch you next time.